Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I'm going live. How's my hair look? How do you look?
Very nice.
How do you look?
I guess I should probably go check, huh?
You look very nice.
Really? Thank you, love.
Thank you for talking with me this last half hour.
You're welcome.
You win.
Thank you.
So, hey, Rudy's with us.
Hi, Rudy. Are you done working or driving for the night?
Something.
Something.
That's a full day.
I just texted you. Oh.
Oh, yeah? I didn't see it yet. There's a whole lot of dinging that goes on here when we first get started, and all of the dinging is important. But we appreciate a text too.
Ew.
I was watching for you out there today while we was driving around Williston. Yes, you, Rebecca.
Where were you? We even went to the train station to pick you up.
Yeah, we even went to the train station to pick you up.
Okay, that isn't true, but we would in a heartbeat if you called and told us you were going to be there.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Probably changed numbers. No, we still have the same numbers, Rudy.
No, I got the same number, yeah.
It just takes us a few minutes once we start setting up the program, and then we can't finish setting up until after we're on the air, so. Me? Wait, what? Yes, you.
Yes, you. It's a Christmas joke, right?
No, we would love to have you come out here and see us.
Hey, Big Tim Little. Hey, man.
Hi, Tim.
How you doing, brother? Good to see you. Give me a report. We've been praying for you, man.
We have been praying,
praying for your healing in all your body, your soul, and your spirit.
It's so good to see you here.
It is. And you got a new heart, so you're probably like ready to go start running marathons or something, right? I'm talking to you, Rebecca. Yeah, that's awesome, brother. That's awesome. That's good to hear, man. That's good to hear. Probably feel and look like a new man, right? I would imagine Sister Francetta's probably been after you, and that's a good thing. Get him, Francetta. Whoops, you both got quiet at the same time here.
Don't mind our quietness. We're just still setting up. They said some of our setup for the program we can't do until after we're live, so it takes us a few minutes to get everything else finished and connected. And that's what we're doing.
Not new? Oh, okay. Well, I said you got a new heart, Rebecca, and you're probably ready to run marathons.
Tim said it's not new. Oh. Okay,
Danny. Well, that's all right, brother. Whether you got a new heart or not, you still got the same born-again heart that you always had.
Amen.
and Jesus is still Lord of your life, and you're still filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and you're my brother, so glory be to God. Good to have you here, Brother Tim. I'm growing old, 71 on the 29th. Blue 42, hike, go long. It's time to start a new life.
We just saw you not too long ago, and you didn't look old.
No, you didn't look old at all. I mean, if you look old, you look like, you know, I won't say any names.
That's probably best.
But, I mean, Caleb was 80 years old when he took his mountain, so that's what we think about you. And just so you know, Tim, you are an eternal, like, 49, 48 to me. So, there.
There you go.
I'm not sure how you got to be 71, because I don't, you know, you're still like 49. Phyllis K. Raymond, welcome, welcome.
Hi, Phyllis.
Good to have you with us.
Yes.
What I said, Rebecca, is buy a ticket, get on the train, let's get moving here. Welcome, everybody. Glad to have you with us tonight.
We are so glad to have you with us. God bless you too, Phyllis.
I'm excited. We're going to have a great time tonight. It's going to be a good word, like it always is. And last night we had a great word about getting rid of the trees. Getting rid of the trees. You got
to
get rid of those trees out of your life. And
but before that, what did everybody have for dinner? Pack your bag, Rebecca. Come on.
All right. What did Rudy say?
A whole flock of you out here.
Rudy just got home. I just texted you. Probably changed your number. I didn't text it. Didn't change my number. I'm still looking for macaroni and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Now, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the best macaroni and cheeser ever is with us.
Yeah.
Well, wait, I better be careful how I say it because my mom might show up.
Hers is wonderful, too.
Yeah.
But Rudy is an amazing macaroni and cheese.
Let's say it different. Each one has their own macaroni and cheese flair.
Yes, yes.
There you go.
And both flairs are wonderful.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. Love.
What?
You please find my Bible again.
I will.
I thought they brought it
How
in
about
here.
The speaker?
Yep, we need that, too.
Yeah.
So, I love a good road trip. Just jump the train. You know, a lot of people jump the train and don't even buy a ticket, Rebecca, so maybe you could.
Well, there you go. You get on a town when it's moving nice and slow. You can do it.
They won't be allowed to drop you off until the next city.
Right.
So, you know, One train at a time, you can finally make your way here. So, Brother Big Tim, where you at now, man?
Are you on the train on your way here? Because that would be awesome.
You know, for those of you that might be new to us here on the program like this, we always have a time of just talking and getting to know everybody. And hold on, I got to send a message. You know, it's just our time to kind of get everything. Hey, there we go. Sister Rebecca Odell is with us. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Got five of you. Make sure you click like or love or something in the emojis so that we know you're here and we know to pray for you. Everybody who comes on here, we pray for you by name. And
yes.
We want to make sure that you are on that list that we are praying for by name.
Becca, how are you? We got a break from all of the children and grandchildren, and you get to be with us tonight. What are you making for dinner?
This is one of the coolest places that you can ever come and be a part of. Because, well, I won't say those words. Let's see. I got to find better words to say. You talk, and I'll think.
Phyllis, Merlison, alligator pears with sausage and tomato salad with garlic stuffed olives.
Woo!
I love garlic.
Phyllis, K. Raymond is eating tonight.
Yeah.
Rudy, Sister Phyllis is from Louisiana, New Orleans, or somewhere down there. Where are you from, Phyllis? That sounds like, how do you say that? Merlitons?
Merlitons.
Alligator pears?
Alligator pears. What is that?
An alligator pear? Woo! With sausage and tomato
salad
with garlic stuffed olives.
Wow, that sounds fun.
Woo!
That sounds like something Gwen would make.
Gwen,
what did you, Dan, what did you have
for Dan? Dan's like in... Where you at, Dan? Atlanta or somewhere?
Oh,
shake stir fry with rice, and they're here just in the other room. All right.
Yum.
Yum, 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 yum. What do we have for supper?
We met Marshall and Renee for Mexican.
We kind of had Mexican lunch with Marshall and Renee. Thank you, guys. That was wonderful.
And we haven't.
We love it.
Dinner since.
We haven't?
No.
Should we have?
We'll have to wait until after the program.
I ate half a donut.
Oh, there you go.
Brother Big Tim, what'd you have for supper? Rudy, what'd you have for supper, dude? Brother
and
Rudy.
Macaroni and cheese, we're hunting you down.
Brother Rudy had macaroni and cheese, right? An alligator pear.
So I can eat an alligator. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's what I was doing.
So Dan's away from home, so he's probably having
a baconator.
And Rice Krispie treat.
All right. Dan eats a good... Dan is a very healthy eater.
Yeah, he is. I miss coming over and eating. Well, come on over. We'll feed you.
Tonight we have eggs with spinach. There it is.
Oh, frittata.
Frittata, there you go.
That's what we had for breakfast.
Thank you. What? It's what we had for breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eggs with spinach and mushrooms and onions. And...
Well, we still got some left. We'd be glad to share it.
We would. Roger just got in from spending time with granddaughter.
Oh, how cool is that, Roger? How cool is that? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's cool. Springfield, Louisiana, between Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
There
all right.
You go.
I miss coming over and eating. Come on, brother. I'll tell you what. It's an interesting time we've lived in, but you might as well come on over and eat, bro.
Yeah, come on over. We'll
I mean,
meet you.
Now that you're just healing up, just jump in the truck and take about 8 days to get here. Because you live in like Florida or somewhere, right, Tim?
We have to watch your sugar for now. All right. Well, I won't give you anything with sugar in it.
But listen, on the way, you can stop in Opelika and Sister Felicia will feed you. Wait, you can stop in then Mississippi and Angel Collier will feed you. You can stop in Louisiana and Sister Phyllis K. Raymond will feed you. And then from there to North Dakota, you kind of got to eat, you know, like
Burger King
broccoli and salads. You don't know. Oh, you're in West France. I thought you was in Florida. Brother Dan Cottle's watching. All right. It's very loaded with gifts and presents in my home. CB has wrapped everything around here. Did the dogs get wrapped?
I love wrapping gifts.
Brother Dan, where are you at tonight, man? Welcome, 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 everybody.
And what did you eat?
And what did you eat, yeah.
It's important for us to know these things. We probably asked that more on nights that we didn't have time to eat dinner for the program.
Well, now, Brother Big Tim, if you're in West Branch, you're only 2 12-hour days away from us.
Head on out.
And
pick Rebecca up on your way through. She's
and we even know the right hotel to stay at in Duluth so that you're halfway. The puppies have ribbons. I'm in North Dakota. Williston, North Dakota, 25 miles from the Montana border. Same here. There's no room under my tree. All right.
Don't you love that?
Don't you love it? Well, let's throw our screen up so everybody gets connected like they need to. That's the wrong screen. Oh, Jesus. Don't do that either. Somebody needs to teach this guy how to click the right buttons.
Really? Could you mess us all up when you don't?
Loving any land straight from the heart pulls us all together, never apart. There we go. There we go. Share. Share. There it is. I used to make the best alligator gumbo in the South. But my daughter does the cooking nowadays.
That's awesome.
You used to make that drive in one day? I know.
Really?
I used to make that drive in one day too. And I actually did once.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of miles out here. There's just a lot of miles. And my personal opinion is you would have to be all by yourself, well slept, and very focused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, by yourself. Oh, my goodness.
And when you come from Michigan this way and you get past Fargo or between Devil's Lake and Minot, it's just like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Does this road ever end? So here's our screen that talks about the community of faith. Welcome. We're glad to have you with us here. Sister Leanne and I are always glad to hear all your voices, and we welcome any new person that wants to come and be a part of what we're doing. You can find us on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio, you can dial in 563-999-3487. 563-999-3487. And that lets you listen, even though it says talk, that lets you listen on your phone. If you don't have good signal, you're driving down the road and want to be a part of the program, you can just dial that number in the evenings. And you'll be connected to the program, and you'll be able to listen right on your phone. If you have a vehicle that syncs your phone to the speakers, you'll have us in all your speakers, and that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know what's better than the community of faith in one speaker?
Community of faith
in all your speakers. We're here on Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and then Monday through Saturday, 7 p.m. Central Time, and Sunday we have an hour of faith, Sundays at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and we welcome you and are glad to have you here with us. We receive communion in every one of our evening programs, and we want you to make sure you're a part of that. You can go to our website and find the communion service. If you don't receive communion at home, you can read ours. It's right there. And I recommend you begin to take communion at your house every single day. Matter of fact, Dr. Barkley had a father in the faith, Dr. Roy Hicks. And Dr. Hicks said he wouldn't even get out of bed without having received communion. I don't know if that meant he was real Catholic. No. No, he just said he wanted to start the day in the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And the broken body of Christ.
Amen.
And remind himself that what's going to go on today is all because of what Jesus did in our lives. And that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
What's cool about the community of faith is we are a community of faith. This is our first mission statement that we put together as God began to do this work. This is actually Sister Leanne's handwriting. Because if it was my handwriting, you probably might not be able to read it as easily.
Well, that's a pretty rough read right there anyway.
The community of faith, our focus verses are this. This is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. So since what's going to overcome the world is faith, we better make that our number one study of our life is faith.
Amen.
Because that's the victory that overcomes this world. Hebrews 11:6 says that he rewards those who diligently seek him. Well, as long as you're seeking, he's rewarded. Right in the center of the page, you see this. We're an international family of mountain-moving believers. That's us. We continually speak to the mountain to be removed and cast into the sea. We're a growing community of faith. We grow in numbers, and we grow in our own personal lives. We grow in the aspect that God takes us to new levels on a regular basis. If you've been with us on our noon prayer in the last week, we have seen some serious answers to prayer come to pass from what we're praying right here in our noon prayer time for United States of America, the believers around the world. And we're not backing down. We're getting ready to torch it up and crank it up for 2022. Do you realize that there's only 17 days left? Woo! Everybody looking for a new 22.
Wow, that's unbelievable to think that.
All right.
That quick.
We're gathered together to study and believe the word for what it actually says, to be free of religiosity and live by faith.
Amen.
We've established a power grid of prayer for the United States of America and the body of Christ. First, our mission statement is this, effectively meeting people's needs, propelling them to their eternal destiny. When you first come, you might have a lot of needs that you need met. The longer you're with us, the more our faith and prayers have hammered those needs into answers to prayer. So don't hesitate to give us an answer to prayer. We don't want to know about every ache and pain you have, but if you have an ache and a pain, tell us. Because we'll pray with you and see God touch your body. Number two, learning to walk in the righteousness of God, producing the joy of being one with the Father. Woo! Preach the gospel of the kingdom, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, and you too, bringing the greatest breakthrough in life to everyone who meets us. Demonstrate all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Help every believer move from glory to glory, from faith to faith, and grace to grace. Help every believer find their place and function in their grace. That is who we are. That is what we're doing. And we're glad you have showed up here with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are we ready? Has everybody reported in?
Not everybody. But
not everybody? All right. Anybody that reports in after this time, they are going to be marked tardy. If you will, rise together with me, and we will make our pledge of allegiance and honor art the fallen. Render your honor. Let's make our pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who've paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of battle in their spirit, their soul, and their body from the traumatic wounds of war. This moment of silence is in honor of every family who somewhere today stood silently in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys that are fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountain to the prairie to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, let's make the pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And now, let's pray for the United States of America and for our program this evening. Join me as we begin with this opening prayer, where we all are praying a prayer of agreement. Psalm 133, 1 through 3 says, "How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the holy anointing oil flowed down the beard of Aaron onto his robes. It's like the dew of Hermon, saturates everything. It's the place of God's commanded blessing." Join together and pray this with us. Father, we pray this prayer today as children of Almighty God, as the body of Christ, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God and Father of every brave warrior down through American history, here we are again tonight, standing in the gap, making up the hedge, standing for the United States of America once again tonight. Join with me as we bless America. May God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, Father, that all through history, as we the people have stood in the gap and made up the hedge, our founding fathers gave us a constitution that would stand the test of times. And they stated, and we believe it, and we proclaim it tonight. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator, Jesus, with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Father, in the name of Jesus, we the people of God today stand on these words written by our founding fathers, and we grab that line that has been woven through the ages, through these 250 years to where we are today. And we declare we hold these truths to be self-evident. We connect our faith with our founding fathers' faith, with the signers of the Declaration of Independence, amen, with those that spent the hours, the days, the months drafting it and praying and fasting and believing for your hand. And now from that day to this, we thank you that there is a line that's drawn through the ages by the men and women of God. Every prayer warrior who has ever looked to heaven and said, God bless America, we join our faith with their faith today and proclaim, God bless America again today. May God bless America today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every one of these faithful servants of yours that have showed up here tonight. I know Brother Big Tim served in Vietnam. We bless him tonight. We thank him for his service. We thank him, Lord, that he was willing to go. And if it was nothing more than made, thank you that he went and came back, and we bless him tonight. Amen. We declare that every trauma that he ever saw in war, that the trauma is broken in his life tonight. We speak it over every one of our veterans all across this nation and around the world, that the ministering spirits of God, their own personal guardian angel that's with them every day, that angel tonight just touches them like we saw all through the word of God. And this word of faith we speak right now, be delivered from the trauma. Your power is broken, trauma. They are free to be the mighty warriors in American history now, and be the great generation now that America needs, so that we win this battle against the isms trying to destroy us, and we are free continually in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen or something.
Amen.
Are you fired up tonight, Pastor? No, I'm fired up every day. I stay fired up. Why? Because I got God in me. And there ain't no enemy that can defeat us.
Amen.
We speak over the executive branch. Revival. We speak over the judicial branch. Revival. We speak over the legislative branch. revival. We got our branches of government right out of Isaiah chapter 22, and we proclaim revival on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We don't let Washington go to the dogs. We declare, pop the lid off the Oval Office and clean out the garbage, Lord. Clean it out, clean it out, clean it out, clean it out, we clean it out. Thank you, Father, for letting us hear the story that there's been 17 staffers that quit because they don't want to be a part of the wickedness any longer. We give you glory and honor and praise. We say it again, open the eyes of their understanding, those that are just deceived and confused and enamored with politics that they actually got to this position, let them run in haste and there be a vacuum that's left in on Capitol Hill of these wicked, perverse people trying to destroy this nation. We rebuke you. You're fired because you're treasonous in your actions. Get out of our politics now in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody give me a big amen. Hallelujah. Or I agree or something. Woo! Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, that we know you heard, have heard our prayer. And we know you have given us the petition that we have just asked and proclaimed and declared boldly in your mighty name. Thank you, Father. This isn't just big words we say. It's big words we live. And you told us that the righteous are as bold as a lion, and therefore we will be bold and be righteous right now tonight in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. We bless every good politician, even though some people would say that doesn't exist. We bless them tonight, and we say, deliver them from the foolish and the ignorant men. May the men of God on Capitol Hill, may they be so strong that there is revival happens on the floor of the Congress.
Amen.
Revival happens in the sessions of the Supreme Court, and they fall on their face before you and repent of their sins in Jesus'
yes.
mighty name. We call it done. We give you glory, Lord. We know our prayer is heard in heaven because we want them all to get saved. We know their words are only heard by man and they have no power great that can match our words spoken to heaven.
Amen.
And judgment and recompense is poured out on these people now today. I command you people in politics, repent of your sin. Turn to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ so you don't miss eternity with the Father, God Almighty, and Jesus your Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus. Woo! Father, all across the nation, we bless the peacemakers tonight. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard, Secret Service, the FBI, all of our police force, rescuers, first responders, in the name of Jesus, we speak the word. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You said, everyone that gives up father, mother, sister, brother, houses, and lands for your sake and the gospel, good news on this earth is peace on earth, goodwill to men. You will bless them 100-fold more in their life. You said there is no greater love than a man would lay down his life for a friend. And we bless those for putting their life on the line tonight. We speak revival in the military, revival in the peacemaker police force. We speak revival amongst men and women of God like us that are making peace on this earth, destroying the power of the devil because you told us to. We are your occupying force till you get here, Jesus. We're advancing and taken every piece of territory you give us to take in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Aren't you glad that we know who we are in Jesus Christ of Nazareth? May every veteran that is sitting anywhere today, and they're lost and they're alone, they can't figure out what to do. Angels of God, you are ministering spirits. You are sent to minister to the heirs of salvation. Find our veterans and stand them up.
Yes.
Find our retired police officers and stand them up. Find our peacemakers and give them power to drive out corruption in their organizations and make this nation have peace on earth, goodwill to men. Father, may there be rain. It comes from heaven, and lightning strikes that are so close to every riot that may ever happen again, that every riot will be stopped with lightning.
Amen.
And we'll have no more of this violence against this great nation.
Amen.
We put every one of you isms on notice. Not here, not now, not ever. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name.
Bless every family of the fallen, who on this day will remember their loved one's life lived and their service rendered. We stand in faith with you today. We stand in faith. For my own friends, Jesus, bless the Johnson family. Sister Terry went on to heaven. Bless Dennis and the kids. Give him strength and courage beyond anything he's ever had, Lord. Fill him with great strength and great power and great might and great understanding. I speak this done now in the mighty name of Jesus. And now, if you will, join me for the Patriot Prayer of Dedication.
Father,
help us the living to be dedicated to the unfinished work which thee fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people shall not perish from this earth. In the words of our great national anthem, will our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might, great God, our King. Forgive us of our sin and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen, and amen. And now, we'll pray for you and I. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless every one of us to hear and know your voice tonight as we study your word. Father, we bless Brother Ben Jackson with great healing and strength in his bodies. We say, lungs be healed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for recovery. But we thank you that blind eyes opened, deaf ears heard, lame people walked, and the dead were even raised under your ministry and that of the disciples. And we speak life and life more abundantly to our brother tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life to Brother Al and his back, Sister Rebecca and her bones and joints and all of it. We speak over Brother Big Tim, healing and health and strength on the inside of his body, complete and immediate recovery. We speak over Sunday and Francetta. We speak over Brother Ken Bumba. We declare healing and health in our bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you that Romans 8, verse 11 says that the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives inside these mortal bodies, giving us life and life more abundantly. Glory be to God on high. Glory be to God. Everybody say it. I got eyes that see. I got ears that hear. Lay your hands on yourself and say, all my organs function properly. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, have your way. Holy Spirit, you're always the welcome guest. And we work diligently every day to let you speak exactly what you want to speak every time we come together. And we grow and develop in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Oh, wait. Amen. Wait. Time up. I'm going to pray for my family. Father, I pray over Martin and Joanne and Christy and their kids and every member of this family, everyone who loved Lori. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak life and life more abundantly to this family right now. COVID, your power is broken in the name of Jesus. You're just a name. And Jesus is the name that is above you. And we speak Jesus into the life of this family, these children of God, these people of God. We declare immediate recovery. Amen. Now in the mighty name of Jesus. No more. We say there's immediate recovery now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the blessing of the Lord fill their life with great strength now. Lungs, breathe. Immune system, resist. Strength be yours in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Jesus. Right now, that same spirit that's in all of this family that knows you is giving them life and health from the inside out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, everything that's done right here, right now, tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. You want to sing the song with me? Let's just sing it. Might as well. We're operating in faith, right? Amen. Sister Leanne will lead it.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm not done laughing and ducking. All right.
Ducking.
Here we go. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Glory, 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 glory be to God Almighty. To the Master Jesus on high. Woo! You know, I think, I don't think, I know, the greatest force of our lives is the fact that Jesus made that statement. The Holy Spirit made the statement through the Apostle John. And he said, love has been perfected among us in this. Now, God's perfect love is pretty good. That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, how are you going to get boldness in the day of judgment if you're standing there in your own strength and power? But you're not. Because the rest of that verse says, because as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus is the head. We're the body. The head can't be separated from the body. And as he is, so are we in this world. As he's the Son of God, we are the children of God. We're not the Son of God. We're heirs of God. And join heirs with Jesus. That's one of the most powerful revelations you're ever going to get. Is that moment you are born again. God does that work. You can't do it. God does it. You receive it. And you are made into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And no longer do you fight life with your righteousness. And your efforts. You take Jesus. And his righteousness is pure. And it's perfect. And he gave it to you. Just like he gave you salvation. Woo! I'm going to preach it and it ain't even time to preach yet. It is? Oh. Well, that's not my message. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke any form of virus in any of our members here. Jake, be strong in your body. Immune system, resist immediately. And be strong and be filled with strength. Lay your hand right on his head, Rebecca, and just speak it. In the name of Jesus, Jake, be strong. Your immune system, resist. In the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, Jake. We love you, love you, love you, little buddy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let me remind everybody again, those of you that may be new with us or anything, that here at the Community of Faith, if you are looking for a place to call a church home and you can't seem to find one, make this your church home. You're not going to get any more word anywhere else than you get right here. From a gathering of believers, from a community of faith, from the body of Christ, the ecclesia. That's us. That's who we are. God put this together, and if you're hooking up, you're very welcome to hooking up. You can tithe and give and sow right here. The work of God is going forth all around the world. Right now, tonight, we're on Blog Talk Radio. In a minute, YouTube Live and Facebook Live around the world, and we literally will be reaching all of the continents around the world tonight.
Amen.
How'd you put that together, Pastor? Nope. We just turned it on and said, Jesus, do what you're going to do, and look at what Jesus has done in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We bless you, our friends, from all over the world, wherever you may be. Julian and Bamala, we love you. The radio plans are at?
We're still at 585.
585. And 2,800. The radio plans are this. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen.
Oh, 3,000. We're still at 3,055.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Yep. Everybody say it. It's done.
It is done.
And we're on the air.
Yes, we're on the air. Amen.
Everybody does what they can do. God gets involved. And you watch God manifest this abundantly so that we can preach that gospel all across the United States of America. And actually, the message that's going to go there is going to be a little different than what this is. But it doesn't matter. It's still the message. It's going to be a 15-minute program. So kind of have to change what we're doing from this to get it all said there. It is done, and we are on the air. Amen, Rebecca. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your faith. Do you want a sow to order? We've been invited by a radio network with 45 stations to be on their network and preach. They want us on all 45 stations. If we went on there with a half an hour program, it would be $15,000 a month. Not too much for God. You and I just keep calling it in and watch God manifest it in his way, how he does. And most of all, looks like we'll start in the city of Kansas City, and we'll start preaching there, and we'll preach it all the way across this nation till we get that whole thing covered. And we're on every station in the mighty name of Jesus. And I never mind. I ain't saying none of those words. Thank you, Jesus. We call it done.
Amen.
How'd that sound?
Amen.
In the notes of this program, not in the comments, but in the notes, you can see our Cash App, our PayPal, Venmo, and Messenger. And you just mark that and say, this is my tithe. This is an offering. You show us what it is. We'll receive it just like any pastor. We'll bless it like the priests were commanded to do in the OT and the New T. And we'll see God do a mighty work in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being a part of this. We've been having a great year, a great Christmas season.
Yeah. Christmas season.
Bless you, Dan. Love you, man. It's good to see you with us tonight. Mm-hmm. And your amen, hallelujah, and whatever else you got, brother. We love you, man. Thank you for all you do to help us. Serious about it. Dan's been helping me study how to get power outside of this house in our internet.
Yeah, when we're mobile.
And God has given him guidance, us guidance, and he's moving. And this thing's going to connect. And there won't ever be another time we'll be stopped to broadcast wherever we want to broadcast.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. And you know what? If it takes a TV truck, we'll buy one of those. Hey, would it? It's not like what we're doing, it we can all do in our own strength anyway. So in the mighty name of Jesus, here we go. Now, let me say this again. I want to make sure we differentiate this. YouTube in the evening we use for just the preaching session. So whenever you go to the YouTube page, you're going to get messages when it's the live streaming in the evening. It'll be just the message. So when you hear one of these messages and you're like, wow, that's powerful, you can find it again on the YouTube channel. That YouTube channel is just my name, Samuel J. Cottle. And what we're just learning how to function till we function at a greater level. And you can go there. You can search them up by date. And you can go. There's a couple different places where you can search. You get to that channel, you'll be able to see them. Scroll through all of the evening programs. They have a date on most of them. And a title inside of the notes of each show program, you should see a list of verses that we've been studying. So that immediately you start studying, you can already see the verse and turn right to it in your Bible to study it again. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Anything else?
Well, the community of faith page or testimonies page, everybody remember, if you have any wonderful testimonies, miracles, infallible proofs happening in your life, please go to the testimonies page and record it. Paul tells us not to let these things slip. And that's a good way to encourage everybody. And keep record of all of the things God does in our lives. And Roger, we're still waiting for the story of your
testimony. All right. So Sister Leanne is talking about our testimony page. And, you know, sometimes it seems like the testimony page only gets a testimony when somebody has something big and amazing and marvelous happen. But you don't have to wait until something big and amazing and marvelous happens. You can just put on there any infallible proof that all of a sudden you see God doing something. Put it in there.
Yeah.
And encourage your brother and your sister, because it is always an encouragement. It is always an encouragment.
When it helps us keep our focus on the positive things happening when there's so many negative things going on, we need to be looking at the good things that are happening.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Rebecca's got her I love the word in.
Yeah, Rebecca's got her I love the word ready. And I'm taking Brother Rogers and I'm making my own. Because I want my own I love the word to be happening tonight. Look at that one. How about it? All right, here we go. Let's open up our Bibles tonight. This is going to be part two of Jesus is cleaning out the trees in our lives.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, what's this about trees in our lives? Well, let's go to our foundation verses, and we'll read them, and then we'll get into this. I'm going to tell you right now, the only thing that stops the Word of God from coming to pass in our life every day, is that you and I have some kind of tree in the way. And some people just have some dandelions to pop up. Other people have, you know, some willow saplings they got to rip out. And other people have a sequoia. But here's the cool thing about God. He makes us a new creation immediately as soon as we receive him. So let's go, and we'll lay our foundation verses out here tonight. And then we'll get into the Word of God and dig this up about how God is going to set us free and dig out the trees out of our lives. And we're going to start in the Christmas story again. Luke chapter 2, verse 22. 2, 22. And we're going to go down.
Amen. Hi, Kathy.
Kathy Angaroni.
Yes, we are.
I'm ready to get the trees out. Roots and all. Amen. Well, the greatest root any of us have, guys, is the root of religion that tells us not to believe the word of God. May God help us all get rid of the root of religion that would try to bind us and stop us and try to keep us from becoming what God has meant us to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to Luke chapter 2, the verses are 21 through 39.
Hi, Sunday.
Sunday guys are welcome.
I'm here too.
Man, they got all kinds of people showing up tonight. Love you guys. Love every one of you. If you see somebody that's not here, pause real quick and send them a notification. Hit the little share button at the bottom, and it'll send you the messenger, and you can type their name in.
Thank you, Rebecca, for verses. Rebecca, mine was a redwood.
A redwood?
So get it out of there, girl.
Here's the thing. God's the biggest stump grinder there is in the world, man. He'll dig it right out. And when Jesus cursed the fig tree, he cursed it from the roots up. That means the root died first. Don't ever just mess with the leaves. Go straight to the root. We got to get to the word. Stop making me preach like that. Somebody call Mary Pasarek. Make sure she's awake and tell her it's time for church. Verse 21. Oh, wait. We got to make our confession. Why do we make a confession, Pastor? Because the Bible says we can have whatsoever we say. Ready? Here we go. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's word says.
I believe what God says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because he is the great I am.
Because he is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God,
is
making this word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the word of God. And plant him as a seed
in
the good soil of my heart,
in the good soil of my
producing
heart,
a hundredfold return,
in
my spirit, soul, and body,
in my spirit, soul, and body,
in Jesus' mighty name,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Here we go. This is the Christmas story, Luke chapter 2, verse 21. And when 8 days were completed for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, the name given by the angel who heard it from God before he was conceived in the womb. The angel didn't name Jesus. God named Jesus and sent Gabriel on assignment to tell him. Here we go. 22. The days of a when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. 25. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you were upon Simeon. Ready? Say it with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
That you are in me.
You are in me.
Simeon just had Holy Spirit on him. You and I have Holy Spirit in us. Say it again. The very Spirit of Truth.
The very Spirit of Truth
lives inside of me. If that don't make you shout, I love the word. I don't know what's going to make you shout. I love the word. Glory be to God. I love the word. Man, you guys are making some comments now. I love it. This is one of the greatest bodies of Christ you'll ever meet. And you know what's awesome about it? Is everybody is so receptive of each other. Everybody is so fired up about the word of God that we just get involved and help one another walk with God. I'm in verse number 25. The certain man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, this man was just and devout. Well, I got a word for you. Just means justified. Just as if we hadn't sinned. Woo! 26, it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Well, I mean, no, every year Simeon's like, woo, glory be to God. So he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents had brought in the child Jesus to do for him, capital him, that means Jesus, according to the custom of the law. He took him up in his arms. Can you imagine? Can you imagine Simeon, who had been saying, the word is coming. The Christ is coming. The Christ is coming. The Christ is coming. And he sees him, and he takes him in his arms. Can you imagine that moment for Simeon? Well, this is what happened when he did. He began to proclaim, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Say it. I'm a Gentile.
I'm a Gentile.
And I get light,
light
from Jesus. Say it again. I'm a Gentile, and Jesus is light to me. See, here you go, guys. You and I, Jesus said, are the light of the world. Well, we're not Jesus, but where is Jesus living? He's inside of us. He's shining out of us. In the Old Testament, God came on him. In the New Testament, God comes in us. And the very Spirit of Truth is living on the... Somebody just got it. I can tell. Somebody's sitting in your chair going, oh, my God, I got it. I got it, I got it, I got it. Verse 33. And Joseph and his mother marveled at these things which were spoken of him. Now, remember, Mary is the one, when she walked into Elizabeth's house when she first was pregnant, that Jesus leaped and John leaped and John was filled with the Holy Spirit. And now here's Mary, after all of the amazing things that happened throughout her, throughout Jesus' birth and that in the manger and 90 miles they had to travel. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. You know, they're fired up. Look at what it says. Joseph and his mother, notice his is capitalized. That's an important definition point in verses, so watch for it. Marveled at those things which were spoken of him, Jesus. Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign which will be spoken against. He's prophesying again about Jesus' life. There's been prophecies since the garden about Jesus. Well, Jesus is born, and that prophecy came true. It was in the garden when God gave Adam and Eve the punishment for sinning. But watch this. Simeon standing in front of him, and he's prophesying over Jesus now. You're going to be, this child is going to be for the rising of many and the falling of many. Judas fell. Saul of Tarsus rose. Right? The disciples rose. On one day, 500 disciples walked away from Jesus. They fell. Say it with me. I am rising with Jesus.
I am rising.
Amen. I'm a Gentile, and Jesus fills me with light. God, glory, hallelujah, Sister Phyllis K. Raymond. Let's keep reading. Verse 36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, the tribe of Asher. She was of great age. She had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity, and this woman was a widow of about 84 years. So 91 years, she was a widow and married together, and she was probably at least 15. So this lady was over 100 years old. Served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in at that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. And now, let's read our next set of verses. Say this with me. Jesus brought the rise.
Jesus brought the rise.
And the fall of many.
And the fall of many.
And I am rising with Jesus.
I am rising with
Jesus. Amen. Go with me to Genesis chapter 1. This is the very beginning of earth and of God's plan on earth with you and me. Genesis 1, 26. And we're going to read 26 through 28. Actually, let's just make the reference 26 through 31. And then I'll read what I need to. And that way we get the whole connotation in there. Sunday Geyser, it's good to see you, ma'am. Welcome.
It is.
Got Sunday Geyser and Big Tim Little. Sister Francetta will be here somewhere. We're having a West Branch Community Church revival service. Bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves. All right. That's enough of that. 26. God said, let us make man in our image. Want to say it? I look just like my father.
I'm made
in his image. And according to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps on the earth. You even have dominion over creeps. 27. So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. Two times he said, we are made in his image and after his likeness. Thank you, Lord, that I am made in your image. Verse 28, and then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. And take dominion. Be fruitful. Multiply. Fill the earth. Subdue it. And take dominion. That's our assignment in God. And then he said, it's going to be over everything that's on the earth. Verse 31. Then God saw everything that he had made. And indeed, it was very good. Just say it. I'm very good. God already said so. Amen? Now, Adam and Eve sinned. May God help, you know, Adam, well, I'm sure Adam and Eve finally made it in, but just don't sin. Amen? Do not sin. Now let's go to a verse that is actually not in my notes, but let's go there. Ephesians chapter 5, and let's go to verses 1 and 2. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. I got this by the Holy Spirit. And we're going to read it together. And I'm going to write it. I'm going to copy it for you and paste it in there into the Amplified version. Are you ready? I probably got too much to copy over here into the YouTube, but let's try. There it is. It made it.
It did make it.
Ready? Everybody read right out of the, right out of your comments there. Therefore, not there yet?
Therefore,
be imitators of God. Copy him and follow his example. As well-beloved children imitate their father. Let's read it again. Therefore, be imitators of God. Copy him and follow him. Yeah, his example, you're reading it. As well-beloved children imitate their father. Say this with me. I have the Holy Spirit of God living on the inside of me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, here we go. Let's just take a trip with the Holy Spirit tonight. I'm not in any of my verses. From this point on, we're just going to go with the flow. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow. And lead us where you want us to go. Romans chapter 8, and let's go to verse number 14. Jesus came, and it said he's coming for the rise and the fall of many. You don't have to fall. You can rise.
Amen.
Say it with me. I'm rising. Jesus came, and I'm rising. As a light to the Gentiles. And now that we're born again, we are spiritual Israel. Glory be to God. I'm so fired up. I could preach for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Ready, Roger? Start marking them. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Were you led by the Spirit of God to be here tonight? Well, yes, you are. Amen. And so was I. Amen. And that means that leadership of the Holy Spirit, you're a son of God or a child of God. If you've never made Jesus your Lord of your life, just say it with me. Jesus, I believe in you.
I
receive you as my Lord and
Savior.
Right here, right now.
Hi, Francesca.
Now we have a very interesting revival with Sister Francesca, Brother Big Tim, and Sister Sunday Geyser.
So glad you're here.
So glad you're here. Glory be to God all the way from T.C., Michigan. Now, verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, to whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Now, Jesus came, and he was the rise and the fall of many people. You and I, in this dispensation of God's greatness to us, we get to choose what we're doing. Just, I'm going to serve God. And you start rising. You can say, I ain't going to serve God. You start falling. Interesting fact about God. You're either rising or falling. There ain't no middle place. Say it with me. I'm rising.
I'm rising.
One of the things that we teach here all the time, and I hope we're continually getting it inside of you, and that is, once you're become adopted, just like we just saw right here, from that moment on in your Christian life, you never again have to consider God a hard, mean, judging God to you. He's your father, and he's trying to help you stand and grow up, even if you got to learn some lessons 15 times before you get it.
Amen. Jesus,
patient. Yeah. He's so very patient. Sister Leanne just led us to Psalm 103. Very good. Very, very good. Very good you sent us there. We're going to go. Psalm 103, 6. Wow. Through 14. Just read. Every time you open Psalm 103, just read the whole chapter. Sister Phyllis will tell us that.
Yeah. just read the chapter.
Quit trying to take out the good verses and the bad verses. They're just all good verses. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hold on. I got to get, now that I copied and pasted the verse, I got to get my I love the word back. There we go. Make it 8 hours, Roger. Maybe the glory will show up again. Right, Roger? Here we go. Psalm 103, verse 6. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. You want to spend a minute and just do a little intercession? Say this with me. Lord, we are oppressed. Just say it. In the United States of America.
In the United States of America.
By some wicked children of Uncle Sam. And we ask you to execute justice.
We ask you to execute justice
on every one of them and help them turn from their wicked ways. Amen. Verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. And you and I get to know them both, his ways and his acts. Woo! This is getting gooder and gooder. Verse number 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Lord is merciful, and he is gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in mercy. Verse 9. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. Somebody shout glory be to God. He has not dealt with us according to our sins. Everyone has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But he's not dealt with us that way. Verse 11, for as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those that fear him. It doesn't matter what you've done or how many times you've done it. If you're determined to walk with God, he's determined to set you free. He is. Say with me, I'm determined I'm walking with God. Well, I knew you was. That's why you're here. I'm determined to walk with you, Father. So in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your mercy in my life. Keep reading. 12. As the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. I just heard somebody say, yeah, but Pastor, you don't know what I've done. But you don't know how great the grace of God is.
Amen. Amen.
And if you have been serving God and desperately trying throughout your life, His grace is greater than any of that struggle you ever dealt with. And that struggle more than likely had something to do with the tree that was stuck inside of you that you never got free from. But it don't matter. You keep slinging that axe until it's gone and that thing's down. And then you pour the oil of the Holy Ghost on the stump and burn it up. 13, as the Father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. He knows our frame, remembers that we are dust. I'm back in Romans chapter 8. Don't have time to stay there, because if we did, we'd just preach. Brother James Denny, good to have you with us, man. God bless you. Don't know whether you're at the dairy or at the easy chair, but we bless you in Jesus' name. And may all your miles be safe, all your diesel fuel burn wonderful, and the blessing of God be upon your life. Look at there. Slinging my axe. Woo! Come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm the slinging my axe. I like that. All right, I'm back in Romans chapter 8. Now, Pastor, where are we going tonight? We're going to the fact that there's trees in every one of us. We're going to see it in just a minute in the book of Matthew. It's led me through this path that we're on, saying, wait a minute, we were made in his image and after his likeness. Adam sinned. We were born in sin, all right? But here's the deal. We don't want to stay in sin.
Amen.
And so we got to get all the religious gobbledygook out of the way. Those people that didn't know what they were doing and didn't realize they were putting us in bondage to religion, they didn't do it on purpose. Don't judge them. Amen? Pray for them.
Amen.
If they're still with us, pray for them. God set them free like you're setting me free. Amen?
Amen?
Because they didn't know, and they're not doing it to you on purpose. I don't believe. I mean, there's some that are that way, but you got away from them real quick. Because you're like, well, I don't get that, and I'm going out the door, and that's not who I am. But keep watching. Now, we're in Romans chapter 8, and we realize that the Spirit of the living God is living on the inside of us. Say this with me. The Holy Spirit of God,
the Holy Spirit of God
lives inside of me, right now. The very Spirit of truth.
The very Spirit of truth.
Everybody pause. You'll notice and remember that I say this regularly. There ain't a big Holy Spirit and a little Holy Spirit.
Right.
There's only one Holy Spirit. And it's the same Holy Spirit that inspired this book to be written. It's the same Holy Spirit that illuminated your heart and mind so you could become born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. It's the same Spirit of God that was hovering over the creation and is going to be in the throne room at the end of our life. All right. Thank you, Kathy. I'll slow down just a little bit because Sister Leanne tells me all the time, slow down. Ready? I'm still in Romans 8, and we're in verses 15, 16, and 17 now. God is establishing with us that we are heirs of God and join heirs with Jesus. And then we're going to go to the tree verse in Matthew. Ready? Verse 15. You didn't receive a spirit of a bondage. You received the spirit of adoption. Say it with me. I'm adopted into heaven's family. You are literally a child of God.
Hallelujah.
If you're adopted on earth, somebody here tonight might have been a person that was adopted. If you're adopted on this earth, you get a name change. When you're adopted by the Holy Spirit, you get a DNA change.
DNA change, amen.
You get a righteousness infusion. Everything about you changes. You now get the blood of heaven flowing in you. You are literally, look at what it says, verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. We're not Jesus. Jesus is our elder brother. The only begotten of the Father. We are adopted. Look at 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Now watch. I love this. Joseph and Mary, oh, all of a sudden my lineage got messed up. Mary is of the tribe of Judah because Joseph wasn't Jesus' dad. Mary was of the tribe of Judah. So she's an heir of the children of Israel. We're in Romans 8, verse 17. That's where we are right now. Thanks for asking, Kathy. Romans 8, 17. Mary was an heir of the children of Israel. Watch this. But Jesus made her an heir of God.
Hallelujah.
Think about it. She was an heir by birth. And now she's an heir by the new birth. The very Jesus she had in her womb would deliver her from the law and deliver her from sin and deliver her into the life of grace and cause her to be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And she gave birth to it because by the Holy Spirit she received. And then watch this. And Jesus, born of God, now watch, became the sacrifice and the high priest, both. Watch this. Jesus died. His blood was shed. He went to hell, beat sin, beat death, beat the devil. Nailed him to the cross, rose with his blood as the high priest and placed it in the Holy of Holies in heaven and became not only the high priest, but the blood at the same time. Woo! Glory be to God. Wow, 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 wow.
Amen.
Let's read it again, verse 17. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Woo! Somebody ought to shout, I love the word. I don't know if I still got one saved in here or not. Oh, yeah, I got mine saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love the word. You see how this word liberates us if we let it? Phew. See, this is why God led us on this path tonight. Because he wants you to see that you are a child of God. Can it be any better? Wait, Francetta? Yes, it can be better. Because what's coming next is the next revelation of me. And revelation is free to have. All we got to do is keep going after it. You ready? Did I give us a verse to turn to yet? Mm-hmm. No? All right. We are going to Matthew 13, 11 and 12. Look at what it says. The disciples said, why do you speak to him in parables? Jesus said, it has been given to you to know. Point your finger at you and say, yeah, that means you.
That means you.
Wait, point across the internet and say to everybody else, that means you. It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God.
Glory be to God. Sunday's a shouting over there. Love it.
Woo! It's been given to me to know the mysteries. And it's been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. See, let me expose one of those trees in all of our lives. In many people's lives, I won't include all y'all, but I want you to check your life and just see if this tree is in your life. Well, you just never know what God's going to do. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. You just never know what God's going to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Hold it.
Get that tree out.
You get to know exactly what God's going to do. Read this book. There's 66 books of exactly what God's going to do in your life and mine, because we're made in his image. Oh, Jesus, glory be to God. I think it's almost time for a Robert Cottle, glory, hallelujah, well, glory kick. Ready? Well, glory.
Fall over your chair.
I didn't get up out of my chair because I didn't want to fall down. It has been given to us to know. We should wake up every morning saying, I get to know who God is today.
Hallelujah.
Now, I got a new thing to jump out of bed and say, because right now I jump out of bed and say, woo, this is the day of the greatest harvest of every good seed we've ever sown. Well, Rebecca, I tried bored and bummed out once and didn't like it. You know what the problem is with bored and bummed out? It's real boring.
And bummer.
And it's really bummer. It's a bummer.
Nobody wants to be a boring bummer.
14. I mean, no, 12.
What?
I looked right at it and said 14. No. Verse 12, for whoever has revelation, remember what we're studying. Chapter 13 is this chapter of the word being sown in our heart. For whoever has the word sown in his heart and it produces revelation, to him more will be given and he'll have an abundance. Like Sister Francesca said a minute ago, can it get any better? Woo! Yeah, because you got a revelation, now you're going to get another. That's like that revelation that just hit me. Jesus was not only the sacrificial lamb and shed his blood, but he took the blood and became the high priest and put it on the you say it. I'm just stuttering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To him more will be given and he will have an abundance. Now look at this next principle. This is the law. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away. God's not going to reach down and take it from you. Life will take it. The whole time life's trying to take it, God is screaming or beckoning you from heaven saying, read the word. Read the word. Read the word. Speak the word.
Don't let go of it.
Because he's not going to take it away from you. Life and the enemy will take it away. Now, we're going to Matthew chapter 15.
Got zero sleep last night.
Please don't lose sleep over that guy.
Yeah.
Fat guy in the red suit coming down your chimney. Well, I was in your house though, Rebecca. If he comes shooting out of your house out of the chimney, we got a problem. Because here we go. I'm going to Matthew chapter 15. And we're going to read 1 through 14. I'm just going to read it all so that we get it right back into context. Oh, my, look what time it is. Well, like, what's that? We recorded it last night, didn't we? Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Now we're going to talk about the trees. Kathy Angaroni, I made it to Matthew 15. And we're glad you're here with us.
Yes, we
and
are.
We speak total restoration to your body.
Amen.
All the effects of the stroke, you're bound. And our sister is free to function like she always has. For you. Renewed like an eagle. Matthew 15, verse 1. The scribes and Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? You kind of got to sound sanctimonious. You ready? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread. Jesus answered them and said, why do you transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition? Anybody ever watch Fiddler on the Roof? Tradition, tradition, tradition. That's what that whole movie's about. And the bindingness of tradition. Traditions are good, but tradition religiously and being stuck to a traditional law that doesn't set you free, it ain't of God. Verse number 3, 4. Verse 4. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. He who curses father and mother, let him be put to death. That's,
wow.
That's what the law said. Verse 5. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, what profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. In other words, saying, I am something, and if you might have received any recognition because of me, that's a gift to God. And then they didn't have to honor their father and mother. Verse 6, then he need not honor his father or mother. Thus you have, look at this verse, thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. You ever wondered sometimes why you can see somebody else and they seem like they're really getting something out of the word of God and you can't seem to get the word of God to move a flea? The first place you should always check is what traditional doctrine of religion am I believing that's holding me back from believing what that person just received by revelation. Look what it says. You have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition. Hold your place in Matthew, and just you stay there. I'm going to use for reference sake Mark 6, and I'm going to read, Mark 7, verse 6 through verse 8. We got to go through 13. We just do. Everybody hang on. It's going to be a good study. Thank you for your diligent help. Have I gone slowly enough?
I didn't know. Is everybody there? Mark 7:13. Was it Felicia
all the time? It was like, I can't flip that fast. Look at this. Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites? These people honor, this people honors me. Now listen to this. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. There's a lot of people who speak a good word about loving God out of their mouth. But when you look at their life doesn't actually match what their lips are saying. Look at verse 7. In vain they worship me, capital me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. The commandments of men will never give you liberty. They will always make you bound to a religious tradition. Because what that commandment of men is they're trying to give you a rule to force you to obey something. And that's never our God. Jesus said, when you know the truth sets you free. It's not binding. You should be seen as the most liberated person there is. You're not liberated to do more sin. You're not liberated to act like you never met God. You are liberated to totally enjoy your life in God. Why? Because righteousness will lead you into a path that is totally free from religious bondage of anything. Read verse 7 again. Mark 7:7. In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Verse 8, laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men. Look at what he said. Verse 8, you will literally lay aside the doctrine of God and you'll do the tradition of man. Jesus said, Peter said, by his stripes ye were healed. It's already done. Isaiah said, by his stripes ye are healed. Third John 2, I'm smoking it again, aren't I? No, I'm not going anywhere. I stayed right where I am. Right. I'm just making a few reference points. 3 John verse 2 says,
I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Well, that means you should have abundant financially and abundant health. Therefore, to say anything except by his stripes I'm healed, you're speaking somebody's religious tradition. And you hear it all the time in the church. Well, you got to die of something. No, you don't.
Or if it be his will.
Oh, yeah. If it be his will, I'll live long.
Yeah.
That is not in the Bible. Wait. Listen. I know right now I'm axing somebody's tree. But just say it. Get that chip there, too, Pastor. Get that chip there, too. We're flying chips now, man. The trees are coming down. By his stripes, you were healed. It's already done. It's already done. Now, I know some of you might be saying, Pastor, you just can't always be free from, you can't always be free from, you know, like every sickness and disease. Mm-hmm. You got Jesus and the Holy Spirit and God the Father living on the inside of you. Now, which of them is going to be sick?
Neither.
Wait, just cut the tree down and pull it out. The old religious doctrine that you got to suffer for Jesus in your body, what, Jesus didn't suffer good enough? God made Jesus suffer for your healing, but now you got to suffer too? No, it's a religious tree. Pop it out. Ready? Let's go to verse 8 again. For laying aside, I'm in Matthew 7, 8. I really never left. I was just in reference points around the Bible.
Sunday says the tree has fallen.
Hey, wait, everybody listen. It's about ready to hit the ground. Brother Big Tim and I have cut a lot of trees down.
Where did you say, Matthew?
7, 8.
When did you even go there?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, good. Just say I wasn't gone that long. I'm just getting communion
juice. Mark 7:8. Everybody, please forgive the Matthew reference. Mark 7:8. Thank you, Lord, for a good wife. Timber, there goes the redwood.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Right? Wait, listen. I don't want you to think that we're sitting here in some position that we don't have to confront the same words.
Oh, my goodness, no.
It's like last night. I was so tired, but I was determined. I'm doing this program. And I don't care if the hair lifts the booger, man. I'm going to get this program done and speak the word of God that he gave me to speak to us last night. Amen?
Yes, you
did. And then I slept for 10 hours. But here's what has to happen. I am never again going to say this statement, I'm suffering this for Jesus. Jesus did the suffering. Well, Pastor, you saying we don't ever have to suffer anything? Oh, you're going to suffer persecution for being a Christian, but you don't have to suffer poverty. You don't have to suffer lack. You don't have to suffer
illness.
You don't have to suffer loneliness.
Depression.
None of those words come from the throne of God. There is none of that in heaven. I never tie. I like Ty just a little bit. It's all right. God bless Siri.
Yeah.
Now watch.
Oh, I never thought that.
That's good. Watch this. It's a tree. And religion planted it there. You know why? To keep us sick and broke and confused about how good our God is. Jesus was never sick. Jesus was never sick. Jesus was never sick. Why would he make us sick? He would never make us sick because sickness is not in him. He can't give it to you. I'm chopping this tree down tonight right now. I can feel it. I got the axe going and there's chips flying. And I'm going to tell you right now, you and I are going to continually tree come down. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. See, Jesus is teaching the disciples, all of the Pharisees, and anybody that's standing there. I know I gave you the law. Jesus gave the law in the Old Testament. But that law has come to an end. I am here. From this day forward, it ain't about the law. It's about, do you receive the Son whom the Father has sent to you? It's no longer about the law.
Sickness is not from our God. Amen, Roger.
Keep reading. I'm in Mark 7:9. Watch this. He said to them, all too well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. Timbers! Look at what Jesus said. You reject the word of God that you may keep your tradition.
Wow.
Speak health and believe his promises. Now, don't nobody turn to any chapters. Let's just make a reference, okay? Amen, Dan. Amen. Watch. Abraham lived to be 175 years old, right? After Isaac was born and Sarah died, Abraham married another woman, Keturah, and had a bunch more kids. So Abraham lived for the first 75 years of Isaac's life. Jacob was born of Isaac. And then he got into that whole marrying mess. He had to marry Rebecca, and then he married Rachel, and then Rebecca gave him her concubine, and then Rachel gave him her concubine, and oh, my Lord Jesus, was Jacob in a mess. And he's the father of the whole thing, all right? Talk about a dysfunctional family. But see, Joseph was born. And I want you to see this. Oh, amen, Kathy. Growing up Catholic, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Why? They'll tell you, don't read the Bible. It'll confuse you. There's no sickness or disease that's from God. God didn't give us that. Watch. I got to stay on my point because I'll get preaching way off here. Ready? Jacob thought that Joseph died. Remember when his brothers sold him?
Yeah.
He thought they died. And sorrow began to destroy his life. Everybody pay attention to this. I probably should find the verse, shouldn't I? So that people don't just have to believe me. So at the end of his life, Jacob is with, no, it's not the end of his life. It's when Jacob gets to Egypt. And anyways, I'm not going to find it. I don't have it underlined. Pharaoh, Jacob says to Pharaoh, I have not lived to attain the age of my father, of Abraham. Because Jacob allowed sorrow to stay in his life, it cut his years short.
Yeah, isn't
that
something?
Now, Isaiah?
Wow, that's an interesting, you know, yeah, Isaiah 65:20, but I'm not sure that that's the verse.
No.
But listen to this verse. A nursing infant will no longer live only a few days, and one who fails to attain the age of 100 will be regarded as cursed. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways.
Yeah, it's in the book of Genesis. It's where it's at. But I want you to see this. Why did you go there, Pastor? Sorrow is not of God. Pastor, when somebody dies, it leaves you sorrowful. Well, only until you deal with it. Your heart's always going to miss them, but you got to deal with that sorrow so sorrow don't kill you, because sorrow is not of God. Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Now watch. He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. Jesus bore our sorrows. Jesus bore our grief and carried our sorrows, so we didn't have to. Now, I got the old Husqvarna. Timber! You and I, this is why the Apostle Paul said, by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, here's this revelation. Hey, Sammer, welcome.
Hey,
glad to have you with us.
We are so glad you're here. Welcome, welcome.
Glad to have you with us. Now watch. I'm going back to my verse. This is Mark chapter 7, verses 8 and 9. We're going to read them close together. Laying aside the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups and many other things. And then he said to them, all too well, you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your tradition. Now, you and I are going to continually face religious traditions and say, get out of my life. Why would Jesus be forced to suffer all he suffered by sickness and disease and sorrow and pain and loneliness, rejected by the Father? Why would Jesus have to suffer all that just so you would suffer again? The Father wouldn't do that. The Father wouldn't do that to you. Jesus suffered it once and for all so you don't have to suffer it. Go ahead. Ask your question, Kathy. While Kathy's typing it in, I'm going to read another one. Let's go down to Mark 7:13. Word of God of no effect that through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. Making the word of God of no effect by the traditions you have handed down. And then he said to him, and many such things you do. Say it. Not no more.
Not no more.
Not no more. Not no more. Make sure you ask your question, Kathy.
And we welcome you, Summer. I mean, it's Summer. It's
Summer. All right. Welcome you, Summer.
Welcome, Summer.
And winter and spring and fall. Mm-hmm. All right. Welcome, Summer. We're glad to have you here.
We are.
And we're glad to have Phyllis's Summer with us.
Amen.
See, I am a very hard time with grief. Should I not be because Jesus bore it? Yep. Let's listen. Let's just go get the verses, because this is where God has us tonight. So we're going to go get those verses right now. Now, love, you look up the verse that says, sorrow not. All right. Everybody just give me a second. Oh, come on. He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Isaiah 53. I knew where that was. Jesus. It's all right, Pastor Sam. It's all right. You're okay.
It's all right, Pastor Sam.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do, Roger. People that are stuck in tradition and want to be there, there's nothing you can do. Just pray for them. Ask God to, that's it right there. Yeah. There's nothing you can do except ask God to help them see how free you are. Because once they see how free you are, they're going to, sooner or later, they're going to say, all right, wait a minute. What do you know that I don't know? And then you get to tell them. You trying to stuff it down their throat and force feed them, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. They got to be asking the question and wanting to be with you in order for it to work. Brother Dan, any verses you want to throw in there, man, throw them in. Because I know the Holy Spirit's talking to you, so just hammer them anytime you get them. Watch this. Isaiah 53. He is despised. 53:3. Sorry about that. 53:3. Phyllis Raymond is kicking it over there. Love you, Phyllis. Love you, Sunday. All right, I love all y'all. Big group hug. Isaiah 53:3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Now watch. Surely he has borne our griefs. Well, if he bore them, then why are we going to bear them? Only one person's got to bear the grief. And carried our sorrows. If he carried the sorrow, why do we have to carry it? Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. God made Jesus bear this sin, and this sicknesses, and this demonic plague that the devil brought on this earth. Will you still miss your loved ones? Yes. But to be under the load of grief, rebuke it. It's a demonic spirit.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be under the load of sorrow, rebuke it. It's a demonic spirit. Jesus already bore it. And there's no reason for you and I to bear it because we don't have what it takes to bear it. We've already sinned. And therefore, it's impossible for us to bear it. So for you and I to try to bear it, we're doing that in our own strength. And everything we do is by faith through grace. So now we're doing it in our own strength. And it will always damage, destroy. And if you don't stop, it'll eventually kill you.
Yeah. Which is his intention.
Which is the enemy's intention is to kill you.
Love it, Kathy, and start rejoicing and knowing where your mom is at.
Yep.
What a beautiful, beautiful place. Have no regret for her being there.
Everybody think about this. I'll use Kathy's mom. Kathy knew that her mom knew that she was going to heaven. Kathy knows her mom's going to heaven. But many times in our life, we feel like the proof of love is that we should be heartbroken and sorrowful. Well, I want you to think about it. Your mom's on the other side, Kathy, yelling from the banisters of heaven, "Hey, Kathy, it's okay. I'm okay. I'm healed." It's her life is done. You can't change it. You can't bring her back here. Her life's done here, right? She's in eternal bliss and happiness. Yeah, but Pastor, I still miss her. Well, yes, you do. But grief's determination and sorrow's determination, they're both spirits, are to destroy you and make more destruction in your family, even more, by having you bound by that force of sorrow and grief. And Jesus already bore it.
Amen. Jesus already bore it.
The Father laid on Jesus all sickness, disease, and sin. And he bore it for 12 hours, and took it to hell and left it where it belongs. Because it doesn't come from heaven. God's not going to give it to you because it is not in his hands. There is no sickness in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. Jesus doesn't give death. He gives life.
Amen. And so many times the tradition of man is to make you feel like you have to spend a period of time in grief. Well, the Bible never taught us that.
No.
That is a wrong thing. You're going from life to true, eternal, joyful life. There's no sorrow in that.
We should be so exuberant and happy that they're on the other side. You have a pastor, they're my whole life. No. Jesus is your whole life.
Yeah.
They are an important person. Yes, there's a hole. I miss my dad. I miss my talks with my dad. Yeah. My dad used to come on and do the Blog Talk radio show with me. I miss that. But want my dad back here? No way. I go outside, look up at the stars and say, hey, Dad, where are you tonight? There'll go a shooting star across the sky. It ain't no night up there. He's just out running around with the stars. One night I said that, and there was three stars. And I'm like, oh, Uncle Paul, Uncle Stanley, and my dad are out running around in the sky like they used to do on snowmobiles. Amen, Brother Dan?
Yep, allow yourself to be joyful for her.
Yeah.
Do not let the tradition of man convince you that you have to be entitled. You don't.
It's a tree.
It is.
Ready? Timber! I'm gonna say something right now, just so everybody can hear. I'm not saying to you, this is the easiest thing you'll ever do. I'm just saying, do it. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. We have Jesus. We have the Holy Spirit. We have God Almighty living on the inside of us. That is the greatest force of hope there ever is. There ever is. There ever is. You're welcome. And we're here to help you with it and encourage you with it and to stand alongside of you. And I say right now over every one of us here, you foul spirit of grief, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come to you standing in the blood of Jesus, filled with the righteousness of Almighty God by the power of the Holy Spirit. I break your grip on people's life. Grief, release yourself from these people now in the mighty name of Jesus. Sorrow, be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And life more abundantly come to you now. I declare that you live in the verses that says, I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. I declare you live in this verse that says, I will not sorrow. Amen. Like those who have no hope. Say it with me. I have a hope. I have a hope. His name is Jesus, and he lives on the inside of me. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Father turned his back on Jesus. The Father will never turn his back on us. He knew Jesus was going to hell perfectly holy. He knew Jesus was going to hell with the sacrificial blood. He knew Jesus was going to hell anointed by the Holy Spirit. He knew when Jesus hit hell, he was going to rip it to shreds and then go to the mercy seat and put out the blood and be the faithful high priest that all of us need to know. Glory be to God. Somebody shout, I love the word. I love the word. Let's grab another verse. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 9. I don't think you're fired up yet enough tonight, so I'm going to put a little more fire on there. Brother Roger, throw up some flames, if you will, brother. Woo! Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Well, you're just cold and hard. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit of God. I I imitate my Father.
Amen.
I imitate him. He's in me. He's in me. Just everybody knows, I'm not yelling at our sister. All right? I'm not yelling at you, Kathy. I'm just fired up, all right? I'm not yelling at anybody. I'm just fired up, okay? Hebrews 7, 26 and 27. Hebrews 11, 1. Amen.
What is that one, Summer? I have to look that up.
Hebrews 11, 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Hebrews 7, 26 and 27. Look at this. For such a high priest was fitting for us who is holy. This is Jesus. Harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and has become higher than the heavens. This is Jesus, our high priest. Now keep reading. Who does not need to daily, as the high priest did, to offer up sacrifices first for his own sins and then for the people's. That's what the priest had to do. They sacrificed for themselves first, and then they sacrificed for the people. Well, look at this, says in the end of 27. For this he did once for all. Say it. It's already done.
Already done.
When he offered up himself. Once for all. Now, wait just a minute. All right, there we did. We got it. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9, 11 and 12. I want you to see this. Hebrews 9, 11 and 12. But Christ came as the high priest of the good things to come. Say this with me. I am a partaker, of the good things to come. Yes, you are.
Amen.
With the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, you know, not the physical tabernacle. Verse 12. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all. How many times? One time for everybody. Having obtained eternal redemption. Verse 14. I love this verse. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, the Holy Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, cleanse, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And what are these religious traditions to us? Dead works that keep us bound in religious tradition and not receiving the glory of God that's in our life. In that verse, it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, remember, I've read it to you now twice, once and for all. Hebrews chapter 10. I want you to see this. Oh, there's so much to read right here. Verses 9 and 10. Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. Man, Kathy, thank you for bringing it up. You got us like, you got us like shoulders deep out in the water just going. We got waters to swim in now. Then Hebrews 10, 9 and 10. Underline it, circle it. Then he said, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. See, this once for all statement's not just in a few places. It's in the Bible now. Ready? Jude. Jude, verse 3. Don't you just love the word? Somebody put it in. I love the word. This is liberating. This is liberating. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I love the word. 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 Jude, verse 3. Beloved, while I was diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Say it with me.
My faith
by Jesus was once and for all
delivered to me. Bookmarks, you really do for this Bible study, Kathy. We have about 10.
Now, I want you to see my marks, Kathy. See all them papers? I've put most of them in tonight myself because I just get me a stack of yellow pages like this so that they're big, and then I just rip another one off and rip another one off. And you can ask Sister Leanne, my Bible's full of them because I love the word. I love God's holy word. See what this is doing? When we say, tradition, you die tonight.
Amen.
I am going with the word of God. Now, I got one more once and for all verse. Romans chapter 6. I love this. Thank you, Jesus. Seven through 10. Romans 6, 7 through 10. Woo! Glory be to God. Don't you just love it? Now, tonight, I'm going to make an audio of this, and I'm going to read all of these scriptures I'm using, and I'm going to put it in an audio, and I'm going to put it in the Hear the Word thread in the morning for you. So all of these verses I'm reading tonight will be in one audio so you can hear them all together in the morning. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Look at Phyllis. Once and for all, Romans 6, 7 through 10.
Yeah, there's an awesome verse of here. Like a little insight.
Verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Verse 8. Now, if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. He died once and for all. Look at verse 9. Death no longer has dominion over him.
Hallelujah.
10. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives, he lives to God. And you and I get to have his life. Remember what John 10:10 says? Jesus said, I came to give life and life more abundantly. Now watch. Let's turn there. John 10:10. Holy Spirit, we love you. We appreciate you. We thank you that you always show us what Jesus said. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Woo! Hallelujah. John 10, 10. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Who is killing? Who is stealing? And who is destroying? God. I knew she would look at me like that. God's not doing that.
God is not doing that.
Somebody say, preach it right.
Preach it right.
You should have seen her look up over top of her monitor like, hey, I'll come over there and whoop you. Let's read it again. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The evil one comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Never another day of your life put up with anything that's stealing or killing or destroying you.
Amen.
In any way. Confront it as the thief and command it to get underneath your foot and say, I receive life and life more abundantly.
Amen. We receive life.
Woo! Glory be to God. I'm going to give him a big kick. Woo! Glory be to God. Glory be to God. See, guys, Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So cancer cannot be from Jesus because it ain't light and it ain't easy. Sickness cannot be from Jesus because it ain't light and it ain't easy. Disease is not from Jesus because it's not light and it's not easy and it's not setting you free. It's binding you down.
Yeah.
And when you read that verse that we was reading in Mark chapter 15, Mark chapter 7, he said in verse 9, all too well you reject the commandment of God that you may keep your religious tradition.
How wrong is that?
How many times have you heard me say it? These eyes are healed.
Amen.
I see better every day. I sit here at night and I leave them off as long as I can. But I have healed, healthy, whole eyes because the covenant promised me that I have eyes that see and ears that hear and a heart that receives the things of God.
Amen.
I have life and life more abundantly on the inside of me. And so do you. His name is Jesus. He is not the thief. He is not stealing, killing, and destroying. The thief is doing that. Now, I never did get to my tree verse, so I'm going to read that. Matthew 15, verses 10 through 14. I'm going to answer your question, Roger, right now with this verse. Yeah, look at that. Hallelujah. I like that. That's great, Sunday. Watch this. 10. When he called the multitude to himself, he said to them, hear and understand. He didn't just say hear. He said hear and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, but it's what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man. His disciples came and said to him, Jesus, do you know the Pharisees were offended at what you said? And Jesus said, nah, 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 nah. No, he didn't say that. He said, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted.
Let him go.
You know what that means? That means that those Pharisees and scribes and Sadducees were going to be uprooted and seen as a false religion. But it also means that every one of us that have a tree we don't want, he's going to uproot it and pull it out of our life. Just let him do it. Don't get in his way.
Amen.
Amen. Now, let's go. Where's the verse that says, out of the abundance of the heart? That must be in Mark. No? All right. Help me, Jesus. Where is it?
Luke 6:45.
Luke 6:45. There it is. All right. Luke 6:45, and this will be our last verse. Okay, this I think will be the last verse I have. I think Sister Leanne's got a few more she wants to preach and teach. At the top of the hour, Sister Leanne's going to take the chair. I'm going to go lay on the couch and breathe, and then I'll be back in an hour and I'll take over. Ready? Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his good heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, don't freak out about what you hear yourself saying. However, admit you just said it and say, Timber. What we gotta get to this point, guys, where we will look ourselves in the mirror and say, listen here, that just came out of your mouth, and you ain't never saying that again. You, the spirit, you tell your soul, your mind, will, and emotions, we are only speaking the word of God. You tell your body, you shut up and stop trying to take me to places that's not the word of God. Why? Because you got to get the word down inside and fill your heart the word. Once your heart is full of the word, it's no different than this right here. When you pour that full of word, full of water, there won't be anything else left in there. There won't be any room for it. So that's what we do here every night. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We said it at the beginning. This is the victory that overcomes this world, our faith. So the more word you put down in, the more faith comes up. The more word you put in, the more faith comes up. The more word you put in, the more faith comes up. And Jesus said to him that's got an abundance of word in there, an abundance more will be given.
We receive it.
We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. A good man, out of the good treasure of his good heart, will bring forth good things. Wait, out of the abundance of the heart, your mouth speaks. Don't be mean to your spouse and say, oh, there's your heart speaking again. Wait, it's a fun one to learn, but we got to learn it. Well, this is what you say. You say, well, that didn't come out right. Let's fix it right now with the word of God. Pastor, do you actually do that? Yeah, we actually do that. Why do you do it? Because we ain't living in that other stuff. That other stuff is garbage. That other stuff ain't going to produce nothing but a bunch of garbage. It's the traditions of men. Well, Pastor, you're saying you got the traditions of men. I'm going to tell you right now, yeah.
Can you explain?
Nobody wants to say I live my life by the traditions of man, but guess what? Every one of us have got to be willing to look at ourselves and say, well, the great men of God are free from this, and this. And I still got a little bit of that hanging around. So evidently, there's still some stuff in here. And you go out in the garage and you get your chainsaw file and you keep the teeth sharp of the word of God. Remember what it says? Uh-oh, here comes another verse. Thought we was done. Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder. The word shows you the thoughts and the intents of your heart. And when it comes up, you say, I'm going to say those words again. You might even say them another 15 times.
What was that verse?
But was what verse?
The last one, Hebrews
2:4. No, just Luke 6:45. No, it was Hebrews 4:12. You're a wonderful wife. Thank you, Lum. You do a wonderful job. Doesn't Sister Leanne do a good job?
Oh.
Everybody give her a big... Give her a big appreciation applause. Yay. Hallelujah. 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 Thank God for good people that do good things for us. Amen.
Amen.
Jack, love you, buddy. I love you, Jack. Make sure you always hug Grammy and tell her you love her and give her lots of kisses. Oh, he heard me say it's the last verse.
That's
woo, there comes the 90-second lady. We know we made it, Roger. The 90-second lady's on tonight. Wow, 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 wow. What a night. Thank you, Kathy Angaroni, for asking that question. That's good. Took us down that path. That was a great path to be on. Now, listen. This deal with grief is a serious battle. It really is. Must you really? I've seen grief destroy people's lives. And if you feel like grief is something that's destroying your life, if you've never called it a spirit and began to speak against it, I encourage you right now tonight to remember, grief and sorrow are spirits, and they come to kill you. Mm-hmm. Missing your loved one, that's natural. They were an important part of your life. But God will put another person there that will stand alongside of you and be with you. Many times we find, and I'm not saying this about Kathy, many times we find we put people in too high of a place of our life. And we make them too much. No, I don't think you could ever be too dependent on people. The idea is that we put them in a place where maybe God should have been a portion of God's place. And you can do that with your wife, your husband, your kids, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your best friend. And the place we always have to continually go is, wait a minute, it's like my dad. My dad is my dad, but he's not God my father. Right?
Right.
And I love my dad. To this day, I keep thinking, what are you doing in the great cloud of witnesses? Kathy Angaroni's mom. Think about it, Kathy. She's in the great cloud of witnesses cheering you on. She's in the grandstands going, woo! Wait, she's yelling from heaven to you, healed in Jesus' name. Healed. Kathy's healed. Joey's healed.
They may even be talking to each other. He's going, check on our kids.
Well, I would imagine that all of us who have loved ones that are in heaven, from time to time, they're all together saying, look at them guys down there. How many of you got a loved one that you know is on the other side? I got Grandpa Bongard, Grandma Bongard. I got Uncle Rob. He made it. Thank God he made it. I got Uncle Stanley, Uncle Paul. Got my dad. Got my Grandpa Cabo, Grandma Cabo. They're all up there. I got some close personal friends my age that's up there.
Yeah.
They're cheering us on, saying, do it, do it, do it. They're in the great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. See, what happens when we open the Bible and let the Bible say what the Bible actually says? Thank God for everybody that taught us our foundation doctrines. But they were just there to teach us that foundation. And now we're going up there. I have a story to tell, but it's too long. That's cool. Please put it there, Kathy. That would be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
And we do, how's your speech coming? I want to know how your speech is coming, because I speak that your tongue works and your mouth works and your speech is completely back. Your mind is completely clear. And every effect of that stroke, you're a name. And Jesus is the name above every name. Motor skills return in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, is that our last verse, love?
Probably. It looks like people are trying to go to bed.
People probably need to go to bed because it might be late in the East Coast. Ready? Let's pray. Father, thank you for all of these beautiful people that are with us. Lord, we want this message tonight to go all across the internet. We want people everywhere to hear the truth that we just heard. Help us, teach us, show us how to send it everywhere so that there will be life and life more abundantly in people's lives. Thank you, Jesus, that as the book of Hebrews says, you are the same yesterday, today, forever. And once and for all, it's already done. And we thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I speak that everyone who ever hears this message, they'll be free from trauma. They'll be free from fear. They'll be free from sorrow and grief and transformed by this one message right now today in Jesus' mighty name. Bless all of our faithful brothers and sisters that are with us every single day. They're such wonderful people, Jesus. We love them and we bless them and we thank you for them, Jesus. We thank you for them right now. Thank you, Father, that your hand of blessing and your hand of strength and life and peace is upon their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. And now, let's receive our communion elements together tonight. Sister Leanne has put in the list of verses. We're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you take the time, I just copied and pasted them, those verses, into my notes right there, because I always like to have them. And then I'll post them in Facebook comment and the Facebook notes. And thank you, Rebecca, for the verses. Yeah. And I'll post them in the YouTube in the notes of the program so that they're there for everybody to see the references that we just used. It's a powerful force that blesses everybody that's here. Amen. Thank you, Rebecca. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Remember, to all of you that's been here many times to do this, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. And the more times you receive these communion elements with us, the greater it becomes,
the stronger the revelation is on the inside of you. Even those of you on Blog Talk Radio, you don't have to see us do communion to be able to be a part of it. Just make sure you write with God. And we'll pray that prayer in just a few minutes. Here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. 25. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. I like that. Why? Because as he is the head, so are we the body in this world. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion elements.
Amen.
Jesus said to the Apostle Paul, let a man examine himself and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. What's hard about that? There's nothing difficult about that. His yoke is easy, and his burden is light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Ready? Let's pray a prayer of salvation. This is a prayer you've never made Jesus. If you've never received Jesus in your life, this is what this prayer is. Maybe you're going to rededicate your life tonight. Life has been at you and been in your face. A lot of stuff has happened. Know this. He's going to restore the years to you.
Amen.
And to your family. Because that's what he is the God of restoration. Pray this with me. I'll pray and you, Sister Leanne, will pray. Just follow along like we do. Ready? Say, Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
According to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
Lord. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Put your hands out like this and say, and I receive you in my life right now.
And I receive you in my life right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ready? Say this. Thank you that you have forgiven me.
Thank you that you have forgiven
of every sin.
Of every sin.
I'm washed and made whole.
I am washed and made whole.
Purged.
Purged.
Woo! Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. That's the first time you prayed that? Welcome to the family of God. Let's give them a big cheer. That's the greatest prayer that you will ever pray, is that one. In that one prayer, you went from darkness, transformed into light. You went from fear to faith. Because God never does nothing to you. He takes you from to. In that prayer, you went from being bound by sin and unable to get free from it, because every one of us are bound by it, to now being made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in one prayer. Your righteousness isn't good enough, so Jesus said, well, here, use mine. And now you're right before God Almighty. Woo! You might say, I don't even know how to do that. You already did. Just receive it done. Teach you about it as we go. But watch this. In that prayer, those verses we preached a minute ago to you out of Romans chapter 4, you have become an heir of God and joined heir with Jesus. You are literally adopted into the family right now. Say it with me. My adoption papers are complete.
My adoption papers are complete.
Woo! It's already done. You just became an heir of the greatest family there ever was on the earth. Imagine how big our family is.
Oh my goodness.
There's probably a billion of us around the world. Woo! Don't worry about having an older brother. You got all kinds of them. And you got the greatest, oldest brother, and that's Jesus. He's your elder brother. Now, go to preaching. Sister Leanne's got a sign she's made now. She holds up, you're preaching. Now watch this. And from now on, your place every day is to say, Jesus, help me walk with you. Say that with Jesus, help me walk with you. And he will. The Father is your Father now. And you're his child. And he's going to help you every day. They put my email address and website in there. So you have the ability to get in touch with me. And the website has a lot of information on it, contact information, but it has this communion service. And it gives you the ability to go there every day and read it and take it yourself, even if you can't be with us here. And I encourage you to do that. I just saw a picture of one of my friends doing it. Isn't that cool? That's the gift of the Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. My email address, send me an email. Tell me your story. Give me your testimony. Ask me to pray for you. If you ask me, I'll give you the basic 10 foundation verses I believe are the most important ones for everybody to have. And we want to be a blessing to you and to your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Are you ready? Let's receive our communion together. Get you some grape juice and bread. That's what Jesus wants us to do, is to get bread and the fruit of the vine, the juice, grape juice. Here we go. If you don't have it tonight, then just use bread and water, whatever you got. But this is what he asked us to do. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
You were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my
peace. Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Lord.
From your body,
and the body of Christ in my community.
And
right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his broken body. Glory. 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 To your holy name. Glory to your name. Now, we lift up the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been reconciled.
I have been reconciled.
God my Father.
God my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Excuse me. Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I'm a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have
and
become
I thank
new.
You for it.
And I thank you for it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and
for my assignment every day.
For my assignment every
by
day.
The blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every
has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on
In any way. My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
Glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for
in
me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive you may have never seen anybody use this cup, but according to Isaiah chapter 1, though your sins are like scarlet, be as white as snow when you put the blood of Jesus in your life.
Hallelujah.
I saw that cup and I'm like, now there's a communion cup.
Yeah.
They're easy to carry with you and you can find them just about anywhere.
And they're not breakable.
And they're not breakable and they carry enough juice.
Yeah.
Jesus said, drink ye all of it. I don't think many churches have a problem with drinking all of it. Let's sing. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose. It
It flows to the lowest valley, the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good
night,
Kathy.
Good night, Sunday. Good night, all y'all that's signing out. We love you. Thank you for being here. And in the morning, in the Hear the Word thread, I'm going to post all these verses, and I'm going to read it in one audio. If you're not a part of the Hear the Word thread, even those of you that didn't make a comment tonight and you want to get that, make sure you tell me and I'll add you to that messenger link. We don't do a lot of talking in there. Just audios is what we keep it to. That way it's easy for people to be able to scroll through it and find what's there. My closing verse for tonight. Hebrews 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. He entered the holy place once and for all for you and me. Yes, Roger, you are in that thread. I'll make sure of it. And I'm not sure what time it'll be. It'll take me a little bit to get them all written out on a note. But Sister Leanne did a really good job. And I'll be copying and pasting while we're studying together tonight. And then I'll make an audio probably before I go to sleep. And you'll have it about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Michigan.
Well, once it's on there, Roger, you can go in and listen to it anytime.
Right.
It doesn't ever...
It's in the messenger thread and it just stays there.
Yeah.
And it's called Hear the Word. And you'll be able to get a hold of it there. Any of you that's with us tonight, you might say, Pastor, I need to hear that audio. We're continually working, fine-tuning absolutely everything we can do to make it work. Those of you that are with us on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to be a part of that, remember, you can send me an email at hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's in the notes of the program, my email address. And we would love to hear where you're listening to us at around the world, seriously. And we'll be a blessing to you in any way that we can be a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, guys, fold return on all y'all's work helping us make it happen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. You know, I didn't see Rebecca say goodnight.
She probably fell asleep listening.
Rebecca, we love you.
Are you still awake?
And we bless you. Are you getting on the train in the morning?
That's your trip, that's you.